This is the Jason Gregor Show podcast.
Ed Hervey, the GM of the BC Lions, joins us again. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. Now, that is a great event. I know you guys had been out there in the past. It's fantastic what Brent and all the volunteers and everybody does and raise a huge amount of money. It's great. Now, before we get to the CFL, I have to ask you, because I know you're a huge NBA guy, the Lakers freeing up money all over the place. What do you think of the trade deadline and all the moves in the NBA? And do you think the Lakers are poised to make a big splash next summer?
Well, I was at a luncheon, so I heard about it on my way out. But yeah, that's pretty much prepping to make a move on someone, a big time free agent, right? Just watching the Lakers play right now, they're obviously in need of someone, and whomever that might be. Clearly, it's that time for the Lakers to make that big move and take that next step. So I was glad to see that they made some moves. I trust in what Magic Johnson and those guys are doing over there, and I know all Laker fans are, and excited to see what they bring in the future.
Ed, CFL free agency gets going next week, and I've looked back, I've tracked your track record at the previous, and D-line, O-line is an area that you would focus on. We already saw you made a move to bring in Odell Willis, so I guess let's start there. Why is Odell Willis a guy that you felt was a good fit for your team this coming season?
Well, I mean, Odell has a lot to bring to this football team. Obviously, what he brings as a defensive end, his play on the field, and the way we will use him in what the other guys that we have and guys that we'll bring in, we believe that he has a lot left in the tank. Obviously, his leadership and his ability to generate energy, and he's a good guy to have in your locker room, especially as we're moving in a direction and in our culture of how we want things to be moving forward. He can be also a messenger of how things are done and the relationship that he has with myself and guys that we will be eventually bringing over here over the years. It's just going to be something that that I believe helps us. And again, for Odell, being the guy that he is, I think that sometimes you hear that things about someone or whether he's disgruntled or people try to put out there that he was a me guy and all that stuff. I worked with him every day, and those things are false, right? Those things are made up by people who have no clue or no concept of who that guy is. And I've never surrounded myself with me guys, and I don't really care for them. So for me to make this move, for the BC Lions to make this move to bring Odell here, is proof. In my opinion, that he's more of a team guy than a me guy, and anyone who criticizes him otherwise is just, should just really have their head examined.
Ed Hervey joins us, the general manager of the BC Lions. Ed, you spoke often, and when you were the general manager of the Eskimos, about the Eskimo way. We now move on to BC, and I mean, the Eskimo way is very successful, and there's a way things are done. You kind of touched on there, but you go to BC where they've had a pretty strong coach and general manager. Success is what you want, but how do you, continue on whatever the BC line way might be, but also kind of tweak it to make it the way you'd like to see it? And is it a difficult thing to handle? Is it by bringing guys in, or how does that all work?
First of all, hey, what's going on, Jay?
Good to talk to you, too.
It's the same philosophy. We're looking for big, athletic, physical players that are coachable and resilient and have a passion about the game. It doesn't matter where you're at. The Eskimo way is more in football. I mean, that's Hugh Campbell and that. I mean, I can't speak for the whole organization in that regard. That's a football regard, right? So, we're going to treat the players with respect. Our mentality is to not merely be competitive, but to be dominant and have that mindset. And those are the kind of players we have to, recruit, and we'll continue to recruit. And those are the kind of players that we want. And the players that know our style and know our philosophy and have been around us know that, we're going to treat our players with respect. We treat them like people, not like pawns, right? So that's what we want to build here. and continue to build. I mean, they've been successful here with Wally, and they've had great success. It's not like things are broken over here. I'm here to add to a great tradition and a great operation that Wally has had. I'm bringing a different energy and a different mindset of that I can add, and I'm excited about it and looking forward to the building process.
Ed Hervey, general manager of the BC Lions, joins us. You know, there's been a lot of talk. The CFLPA came out today. You know, I guess it started a few weeks ago, some players saying, and you let a player out of his contract. You've done that beforehand. Would it be easier if that became a league rule, Ed, or is it just better to each individual team to decide which players they want to let chase their dream and which ones they don't?
Well, if you let the player go and don't say anything, then what? So you let the player go and you say he's going for the NFL, then is it a problem? I mean, like, realistically, I mean, like, here's my issue, here's my concern, and take it for what it's worth. When it comes to players coming up, you know, we've always wanted players to come up and get two-year commitments at minimum. That's what we've done. That was our practice in Edmonton. And we've had some successful guys come up, have successful careers in their 2 years, and then their opportunities to go to the NFL. I mean, Dexter McCoy, you know, Darrell Walker went got his opportunity. Zylstra's currently on his way down there. You know, that's really the model that we were putting in place, and that's a model that I believe should be in place. You come up, you pay your dues, because a lot of the guys that come up to the CFL are unknowns virtually to the NFL. Like, they know who they are, but they obviously weren't good enough at the time or whatnot to get that opportunity. So if the CFL gives you an opportunity to come up and play, commit, do your time to play, enjoy it, and you may make a great career of it. Or if the NFL wants you after the fact, do it after your 2 years. But to be asking for middle of the season in middle of the contract, to be let out of it, that stuff is not good for the game. It's not good for our fans. It's not good for those of us who try to build teams. I mean, we put money into our scouting to go and find players and give players opportunities. If there's an opportunity to make in past, there was opportunity to make deals with players to come up and they want to play a year and let them out of the contract. I've never done that, and nor will I ever do it. I believe that if a player wants to come up to the CFL for a year, and so he can get a chance at the NFL after 1 year, my thing is stay out another year and wait for the NFL. And when you're ready to commit to the CFL, come up and play. It's not fair to us, and it's not fair to our fans as a league. And, those who have been let out and those contracts, those were agreements that were agreements in the past, and those are just things that, will not happen moving forward.
Some changes in the coaching position, or in our assistant, or offensive coordinator, Jarius Jackson comes in. What do you see from him that he's coming in? And he can bring to maybe change the tempo rhythm of your offense.
That's exactly what you hit it right on the head, Jay. Is that
I got lucky then?
No. Hey, sometimes it pays to be lucky. No, we want the tempo. We want tempo. He's going to bring fresh ideas. I've had a chance to work with Jarius in Edmonton. I know what he's all about. I know what he's capable of, and he's going to bring a mindset to be physical. He's going to be efficient. He's going to be really good, I believe, with the quarterbacks. And I think that above everything else, it's going to instill confidence into Jennings and our quarterbacks. And that's something that, you know, we feel is needed. And there's going to be discipline in our offense. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what Jarius brings to the offense. But it's the physical attack that I'm looking forward to this season.
Ed Hervey joining us. You look at free agency, Ed, there's not a ton of free agents, and I notice teams are still signing them now. So you look at it from your team, guys that you don't have signed right now, do you expect some last-minute deals, or kind of who you have signed currently from the Lions, you expect those guys to test the market?
No, I mean, we've signed who we're going to sign for now and let the market take care of itself, right? It's just, we have you have to kind of play it out. It's good for players to believe that they should be the highest paid at their position. That's a confidence thing. but there's only one player that's the best at their position. You know, the rest are the rest, right? And sometimes free agency allows that to dictate and show. And the more players are out there to test the market, they can have an opportunity to see. It's no point in haggling over a player's worth and insulting them if their mind is set on a number or they're set on going to free agency. You kind of let them know that we're here, we'd like to talk when the opportunity comes. They'd say we're going to wait for free agency. That's fine. And you keep moving. You know, free agency has never been a real big deal for me in my history. They are kind of just, you know, picked here and there. I don't, you know, whenever I was looking for big splash, and I don't foresee that happening this time. It's just a matter of who's willing to come out here and play and wants to be a part of what we're doing. You know, that's really how I see free agency. I'm not looking to win it by the standards of what someone writes, because if you go back and look at people who won free agency, they've let those players go the following year. So it's just a matter of making sure that the players that you do select are the ones that you truly believe can help you. And by helping you, meaning that you can move forward with them beyond the pop and circumstance of free agency.
Ed Irby joins us, the general manager of the BC Lions. Ed, if my memory serves me correctly, when your time as general manager of the Eskimos, you had some success with the open tryouts for free agents. Are those going to roll up again this year for the BC Lions?
Yeah, they are. Just the unfortunate thing for us is that because of our timing and some of the fields that we previously have had booked in from last year, the facilities that we use are not there or not available or timing, so we're not going to have as many this year, but we're going to make the most of the ones that we do have. But yes, in the future we will be out there and making our presence felt in North America, and making sure that we do have a presence out there. We believe that they're extremely important in building our team, and it's also being out there to give opportunities, and it creates stars and future stars in this league by going out and finding these guys, right? So we're looking at it, and we're always in the market to find a good player. And if you come across some, let us know.
Yeah, I've got an eye for talent for football. There's no doubt. But you know, Ed, when you have these open tryouts, like, I'm assuming it's not just about, you know, can a guy catch it? Is it? Are you looking at athletic ability, like how fast can this guy run or jump or how big his hands are, things like that?
Everything. Excuse me, everything. You want to see, obviously, how fast they are, how quick they are, how high they can jump, their explosiveness, their ability to follow directions, their durability, their physical conditioning, all those things. We're not a team that goes down to the States and gets guys to sign up and fill our pockets and walk out of there. We give them a very good workout. We're very thorough in what we do, and it's a matter of making sure that once they get past all the agility testing and speed testing, that they're able to then show the ability to play, the physical endurance to get through the workout, and more importantly, being coachable throughout the process. Because the guys lose their discipline sometimes. They want to take every rep, and they want to be seen, and they want that opportunity to get that chance. And we're very patient in our process and in allowing the players to be seen, and we believe that if they've taken the time out of their day to show up for the workout, that we'll do the same for them and make certain that we see everyone enough times to know who we believe and feel can play and deserves an opportunity to come to the to our rookie camp, so to speak, and those who we give those other players an opportunity to realize that this game is a little different and it may not be their best day.
Ed, as always, we appreciate spending some time with us. Enjoy the next few weeks. Should be interesting to see what happens in the CFL. And we'll talk to you again soon.
No problem. I appreciate it. And Ed, I want to say one thing. It's, you know, as much as I miss Edmonton and, you know, the fans there, it's it's crazy to look out my window and see green grass every day.